Welcome to the Callan Botcast. Today we're doing a deep dive into a really timely Callan blog post. It's called Market Cap Weight, and it's by Adam Lozinski.
That's right. And it tackles something absolutely critical for institutional investors like you listening in. You know, with these equity market cycles stretching out, and, well, the sheer dominance of U.S. large cap stocks these days.
In U.S. equities globally, too.
Exactly. The big question is, how should you actually define your market cap weight? Is it based on, like, right now, or a more disciplined long-term view?
And we're going to unpack Callan's stance here. They strongly advocate using market cap weights as your default starting point.
Yeah, the default. Tilts are okay, but only, and this is key, only if you have really strong conviction.
Which is particularly relevant now, wouldn't you say, given where things stand?
Oh, definitely. The market weight for U.S. large cap is, what, almost 90% within the U.S. market now?
Right, compared to Callan's anchor, which is still 85% large cap. They adjusted it a bit, but not chasing the market all the way up.
And globally, it's a similar story. The U.S. weight is pushing, I think, closer to 70% in global indices.
But Callan's anchor, still 60% U.S. So the core message we'll explore in this podcast really boils down to one word, patience.
Patience. It sounds simple, but it's tough in practice. The post makes a great point that markets work in cycles. Always have. Different sizes, different regions, they fall in and out of favor. It's just how it works.
And the temptation is always to shift your allocation towards what's working now.
Exactly. But the danger, as the blog highlights, is that you often end up being most overweight a factor just before, well, just before the cycle turns.
Buying high, essentially.
Precisely. The classic mistake.
So maybe looking back helps reinforce this discipline Callan talks about. What does history show us? Let's talk U.S. size first. Small caps haven't exactly kept up lately, have they?
Not at all. We've seen a really extended period where small caps have significantly underperformed large caps. And that directly impacts the index weights.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the SMID cap weight that's small and mid in the Russell 3000, it's down to around 11% now as of March 2025. Quite a drop.
Wow, 11%. And internationally, same kind of trend versus the U.S.
Very similar dynamic. Non-U.S. equities have lagged U.S. equities for a long time, too. So the non-U.S. weight in the MSCI ACWI index has fallen pretty steadily. It's down to roughly 35% now.
So the performance cycles are clearly driving these market cap weights down for SMID and non-U.S.
Absolutely. The data makes that connection crystal clear.
Which leads right into this pitfall you mentioned, chasing trends. It seems so easy to get caught up in that. If you keep adjusting your targets based on these recent market cap shifts, you're basically just following the market higher into large cap and U.S. stocks.
After a lot of the outperformance has already happened, you're late.
You're always reacting, looking in the rearview mirror.
That's the exact trap Callan is warning institutional investors about. It feels productive, but it can really hurt long-term returns.
Okay, so if chasing is the danger, what's the recommended path? You mentioned conviction earlier.
Yes, conviction is absolutely key. The advice is only implement tilts away from your long-term default if you have strong, unwavering conviction.
Unwavering? That sounds challenging.
It is. It means you have to be prepared to stick with those weights, even if the market turns against you for a while. Even if those factors fall out of favor temporarily.
Which goes against basic human nature, right? And definitely against short-term performance pressure.
Totally. It's tough institutionally and personally every way.
So this really underscores the importance of anchoring yourself. Anchoring to the long-term data.
That's the idea. As long-term investors, your default starting position shouldn't be based on the last quarter or even the last year. It should be informed by, you know, decades of data where possible.
Like Callan's own benchmarks. You mentioned they adjusted the U.S. one slightly.
Right. Back in 2021, they moved the U.S. equity anchor from 80% large, 20% SMID, to 85% large, 15% SMID. But importantly, that wasn't a reaction to recent performance. It was a considered shift based on long-term analysis.
And the global one, the 60% U.S., 40% non-U.S.
That one's been consistent. It's funny, years ago that 60-40 might have looked like a home country bias.
Yeah, favoring the U.S. market.
But now, the market's actually caught up and even surpassed that 60% U.S. weight in the global index.
So looking at, say, 5-year, 10-year rolling averages for these weights.
Yeah, if you look at those longer averages for a SMID cap weight or non-U.S. weight, there isn't really a compelling statistical reason to ditch those longstanding defaults, the 85-15 or the 60-40 bogeys Callan uses.
Aligning your default with your actual time horizon That seems like the best defense against getting caught overweight just before a turn.
It helps resist chasing those factors that could, you know, bite you when the cycle inevitably shifts.
So let's bring it back to the core question investors are asking Callen, according to the blog post. Should we increase our target weights to large cap and U.S. equities now? What's the bottom line from Callen?
The answer is remarkably simple. Wait.
Wait. Don't chase the recent performance.
Exactly. Have patience. Trust your long-term framework.
So, wrapping this up, what's the key takeaway for you, the institutional investor listening to this? You're managing significant assets, often with very long-term goals.
I think it's a really powerful reminder. Markets are going to shift constantly. That's a given. Mm. But having a disciplined, truly long-term approach to setting your default market cap weights, that can be your most valuable ally.
Yeah. The message from this podcast, reflecting the Callen blog post, really seems clear. Patience. Deep conviction when you do tilt, and relying on that long-term data, not just the latest market noise.
Those are the pillars, really. Patience, conviction, long-term data.
Okay, so here's a final thought to leave you with, something to maybe mull over. In this world we're in, just saturated with 24/7 information, constant performance anxiety, what practical steps, what processes can you actually embed within your own institution, your own investment committee, to truly cultivate that long-term patience and resist that very human and very powerful urge to chase recent winners?